and confuses time. Stole my heart, then ripped it away. With my love like a game, she plays me. Night after night, day after day. Pulls me in, then pushes away. When I'm walking the tightrope, can't look down. If I fall, will my feet hit the ground? Sometimes I wonder what love's all about. Driving me, driving me insane. But that girl, she's so fine. Well, all my life I've been looking for love, looking for a love that'll last. Been searching all my life. I've been looking for love, looking for a love everlasting. Well, now the time is right. It's gonna be tonight. Looking for the love of my life. Been searching. Looking for love, looking for a love everlasting.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another show of Harmonix. Today's guest, I got the singer from Phantom Power. Yeah, Scott Eckhart. Scott, what's up, baby?
How's it going?
Bro, it's great, man. Hey, man, you're looking good, man.
I love you. I'm trying.
Man, you look like you're getting ready to go on stage. You are on stage.
Yeah, we are on stage.
We are on stage, man. It's our show today.
Trying to dress for the occasion.
You do, man. You're ready to go. Let me ask you, because we're going to go through your history a little bit. We're going to try to cover it as much as we can. And there'll probably be interludes where we'll kind of forget, and that's okay.
Okay.
So when did you actually know that you wanted to be a musician or you wanted to sing?
I was 9 years old when I first heard Elvis. And I told myself I was going to be a singer after that.
Uh-huh.
So by the age of 13 is when I started actually getting together with my best friends and my brother. And they all grabbed an instrument. And I was like, I knew I wanted to sing, but I wanted to play an instrument too.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I was walking down First Street in Livermore. And a good friend of mine said, there it is. That's what you're going to do. And I'm like, he said, the keyboard, the piano. And I'm thinking, I don't want to play the piano. That's, you know. But that's what I eventually picked up and started trying to play and took some lessons and took some vocal lessons and just kept going. I don't think I really had the talent. I think I just really wanted it so bad. And I still, to this day, just keep working hard at learning more and more.
And that's, you know, and that's the thing about being musicians or an artist. There's something always new that we need to know. You know, you're just talking about the ears in your ear. You know, the differences of all the sound effects that we have to deal with.
Right.
Sound checks. How many sound checks? How many really good sound checks have you really had in your life, right?
Really.
You know. So you were 13 and you started forming a band.
Yes.
And so were you doing... Were you doing covers? Because I know we want to talk about Phantom Power.
I think that's what, in the long run, set me apart as well as people I grew up with, is we just started trying to write original from the get-go. We didn't know what we were doing. Mm-hmm. But that eventually progressed into us getting really good at writing original music. But then we found bands like UFO, you know, Deep Purple, and we tried to emulate, you know, those songs too and incorporate those along with the original songs we were attempting to write as young guys.
So that's interesting. So you just mentioned two great iconic bands. What were your biggest influences?
Elvis is my number one.
I understand.
Robert Plant, Freddie Mercury.
God bless Freddie, man.
Judas Priest, of course. Rob Halford,
yes.
Elton John. So I have a pretty wide range.
So you've actually have a realm of people that you. It's just not just
right.
It's not just rock. It's all kinds of different sounds that you like.
Even Keith Urban. You know, sometimes I think the older I get, maybe I'll just start writing country songs because they don't seem to care about your age.
Right.
It seems that way, but
it's interesting that you just said that because Beyonce just came into the whole thing of who would have thought that?
Yeah,
she took a chance and she did it, and she became the number one. So there's always room for music, man. I mean, my favorite people when I got was the Beatles, but also was Elvis and, you know, Chuck Berry and all those guys back then. But that's interesting that you have all this little things of people that you like. So when you do sit down and so you started playing, when was the first time you actually played in front of an audience?
You know, we considered it an audience. We did a house party.
That's okay.
And a couple of guys from Bay Rum showed up, and to us, those were major stars. Came to the house party and said, what's going on? Right. And we were in there, and we were playing the do-do-do-do-do-do. We had this little simple little thing, and they complimented us, and that was kind of a stepping stone, you know, to playing. But then I think... My earliest memory is probably once we were called the Us Band. We were playing the stage in Danville quite a bit.
We were the stage.
Yeah, so we eventually we got together with Chuck Marble. We actually played Del Valle, and we were called Scarlet Sun. And we changed it to, I think it was Scarlet Sun, we played Del Valle, and there was Chuck Marble, who was like this backyard party rock star guy.
Yes, he was. He still is.
And,
not in the backyard. He's a pro.
And he recorded us that night, a Judas Priest song called Invader. And he put his guitar on. We had no idea what tracking, you know.
Tracking was.
Yeah.
Anything, right.
So we just thought it was this miracle. He came to us and said, hey, I want to join the band. And that's when we started evolving and becoming the Us Band. And eventually we got the support slot at the Keystone Berkeley for Motley Crue.
Isn't that amazing? Was it in San Francisco or Berkeley?
It was Berkeley.
In Berkeley. What a great, Fernandez, the great promoter there was. He was just a great, great man. You don't see that sounds anymore. And so many major bands went there. I mean, Bonnie Raitt, you know, the Sleep at the Wheel, Eddie Money, Peak.
Yep.
All these great bands were there. Y&T,
we opened for Black Oak Arkansas there.
There's another. Jim, see what Dandy. I mean? Here's in Berkeley, you could go right on University and see these incredible bands that were playing. Lucky Strike, you know, so many. So when, how was that? Were they friendly to you? Because they were just coming up too then. Motley Crue. They had
Motley Crue. Some of them were friendly and other ones weren't.
Who were the
friendly ones? We actually had Explosions, and we had Fog, and we had a larger banner than theirs. They said, no way, or we walk. So we're like, and Chuck was in the band. He said, you know, forget that. We're going on, you know, and the two booking guys that knew us pretty well by then, they were like, no.
They said no also?
They told us, no, you can't use it, or, you know.
So you would upstage them?
As far as, the props and everything that we had.
Oh, how sad that is.
But it was a great show.
Uh-huh. Did you get to meet him or talk to him? Because they were just
all the women up. And our mother and all the women got to go in their dressing room.
Of course.
So we,
Tommy Lee,
we don't know the stories that happened out of there. But I think it was, Nikki Sixx was really cool. I think, and then Chuck was playing Asteroids with Vince Neil, and Vince Neil was like breaking the record.
Oh, really?
You know, he was like this killer machine, video guy. Yeah.
Interesting. So, from that point on, how long was Us Together? Because
Chuck, Chuck should know more.
Yeah, but Chuck was kind of, you know, I'm glad you're doing possible a thing with Chuck coming back.
Yeah.
I really would like just to say real quick about Chuck. Chuck was he's so dynamic in his mind and how he could put things together.
Yeah.
And the Fog and the lights.
He really is a genius.
He is totally a genius.
We had the Froschner family, which was the mom and the dad, the two daughters and the two sons. They were our road crew for the Us Band. They were our sound people. They were our lights. They did everything. They were our roadies.
That's
so we
beautiful.
Owe them a lot. You know, Troy just passed away.
Of course,
away.
And that was it. And what a significant figure Troy is.
Yes.
I mean, I love the guy. I mean, he took so many great pictures of all of us over the years.
He was a great
guy. And that
guy.
Was sudden to see him
pass. It was,
but
yeah.
When you said that name, I said, that got to be Troy's family.
Yeah.
You know, because you played.
Because Chuck was real close with them to begin with, like a family member.
Right.
And so there they were. And we just, you know, eventually we're opening for Joe Perry Project. And,
right.
But my current thing is Phantom Power, and I'm so excited to, and Chuck's going to come try out for the band next
That's
week.
That's beautiful, beautiful.
But we just came out with a new single called All My Life. We have the video.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to promote, you know, our new band. We're all like best friends. The drummer is Shane Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
His dad is Eric Barnett
from
Points North.
Okay.
He's a phenomenal guitar player.
Right.
Yeah. And he's real proud of his son who's in our group. He's 22 years old, this kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's the smartest one of the bunch.
And he is, he's your...
Drummer.
Oh, that's your drummer. You know what? I was watching him and I was going, this guy really knows how to play.
Yeah.
And so somebody had to push him in that direction.
Right.
And he even looks very pro-ish.
Yeah.
While he was in that video.
Yeah, we're
I
so
just
fortunate
a bit
to
of, yeah.
have him. So and we're all like best buddies. Mm-hmm. Originally,
who's your guitar player?
So it's Carlos Suarez on guitar.
He's a great guitar player.
Matt Constant on bass.
Great bassist.
Yeah. And then
and who's
I'm
the
lead
other guy?
Singer.
Oh, it's you.
Right.
And so how do you do all the writing, or how does that all happen?
I write all the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Carlos writes most of the music. Mm-hmm. But since we've gotten the right bass player, Matt, and Shane on drums, we're co-writing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the All My Life song is really commercial. We're real happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're currently writing a song called Mexico, you know, to get away. And to go somewhere and still call it home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Mexico. It's pretty cool.
Mexico is a great place to go. It's got great coastlines. Stay in the coastlines. You stay on the coastlines. Don't go all... I mean, it's not unless you know somebody that lives in the states of...
Yeah,
of,
I've never been to Mexico.
You know, I've been there many times. And it's a beautiful place. The fish is good. The food is good. The people are good. But there's other elements you don't want to get in. But as a band, you know, the goal really be there is like if Hagar opens, and he does that. Sammy's, I think he sold Cobble Wobble, but also when he has his parties there, he usually has bands coming up. He likes that.
Speaking of Sammy, I get mistaken for Sammy all the time.
I could see that.
I have a window cleaning business, and I'll be cleaning, and some guy puts a sign up from the inside and just, Sammy.
That's good.
And I'm thinking, I hope it's a younger Sammy.
Sammy is great. I love Sammy Hagar. So when are you the one that does basically, like, I've watched you on some of your videos that you've sent me. Mm-hmm. Do you play piano? Do you play piano with the band too? Because I
do.
I've seen you slip out at one.
We do have one full on, piano song that Chuck and I originally wrote called Peace of Mind. And so the guys like it. So we've incorporated it into the set. And then I think you mentioned I have this stuff at home where I'm on the grand piano.
Yes.
And I just love writing my own stuff. And they mostly come out mellow. Right. They're mostly ballads.
And then they put the energy in them, your team.
No, those are like, I'm coveting those tunes. they're like, well, we don't need a mellow tune, Mm-hmm. But... they're encouraging me to maybe transpose some of the stuff onto guitar or whatever. But for now, it's just me kind of writing what I like. Mm-hmm. I have the Elton John, Billy Joel kind of side to me that I play as well as them or sing as well as them. But
you emulate them.
I love writing the ballads on the piano.
None of us, no matter who it is, if we do a cover of somebody, none of us could do what the artist does. It's just that you're doing Scott's work. That's what's the most important thing. You're creating something that possibly you're going to present to the rock audience or whoever you do. But I really like how you sang a song there in one of the times I seen you.
Uh-huh.
It was really enriching. It was a love song.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what? This guy got a lot of heart in him. He got a lot of intensity too. But it was really cool to hear you do that, and it's just you in the piano.
Yeah,
isn't that nice when you could just do it by yourself?
It is, yeah.
Because the piano's like the whole orchestra,
right?
You could go all along it. So yeah. Have you guys been playing out yet, or are you guys still auditioning?
Yeah, we're actually coming up on June 1st. We're going to be playing the Goldfield in Roseville, along with an Aerosmith, all-female Aerosmith tribute band. So we have tickets available.
That's pretty amazing. You said all-female.
Yeah.
I wonder who's doing Steven Tyler.
She's really good. Perry. They have them at the Whiskey, showing a video. And Carlos also has a thing on the side where he's a booking agent for a lot of these acts, and he's booked them before.
Oh, he's so...
So, yeah, he has a rapport, and that's kind of how we got on the bill with them.
So, you said Roseville?
Yeah.
Where at again?
Goldfield. In Roseville. They have one in SAC and one in Roseville, and they're bringing through Last in Line, which is Vivian Campbell.
Right.
They're bringing in Uli Roth, I think is his name.
Yeah, he's playing Vinny's.
Right, and Shane, our drummer, his dad's opening for them. Points North, yeah.
So, they're going to be at Vinny's?
Yeah.
I want to go see him because I've met him. I met Roth. That Jason. I did a thing. We did a thing, a special for Jason Becker, and then Blue Voodoo actually played for Jason Becker's birthday party.
Oh wow!
Years ago, which was a privilege to be in that type of environment, and Gretchen Mean.
Oh yeah, I've opened for her.
She's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, the Zeppelella?
Yeah. They're stunning.
Did you go to the one at Almost Famous?
No.
They had a Jeff Beck tribute, and that's when Eric Barnett played that along with Gretchen. And
really?
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
Oh, they're just, she's just...
You know who David Victor?
I've passed by him. I've not
so,
met him
So
personally.
Eric plays the guitar for that, Harmony and Healing, which is a really great cause, too, for people with cancer. And they go and they do the Zoom thing, the music, to help
a
them.
A lovely thing to do for people.
So they play the Bankhead and sell it out. And Eric, Shane's dad, is the guitarist. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what's interesting...
And he's very humble.
you got to be in our business. You got to be humble, especially at ages that we are right now. Yeah. We're lucky to even be alive, but we're lucky to even play and play in venues of, with a lot of people who have followed.
I'm lucky to be here with you. Okay. I was like anticipating you having me on, and then I thought I'll just be too nervous. No, but you make me feel comfortable.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's what it's all about. Is like I know you were talking that I told my wife, I go, he's really nervous. I go, and she goes, honey, it's just like being in our house, man. You know, we just have it. And that's how I am. I want you guys, Sujoy and Chad, who is my producers and stuff. All we want to do is get your story, make you feel the best you can possibly be. And that's what we do, man. And it's really easy because I remember the first thing you said to me when I seen you in the car or getting out of your car and you go, man, I'm really nervous, Gregory.
Right.
Now you're not. See, now you could just flow. You could flow.
Well, I love a lot of the things that you post and these loving just phrases and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say for me as a singer and song lyricist and stuff that I really like bringing, you know, all the nationalities together. And so I try to sing about bringing everyone together. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds funny, but
it's true.
To love each other and to, you know, to all join together for a common goal. Mm-hmm. So that's all, you know, my son told me once, Dad, you write the same thing every time. You're the only person that can make it sound like different every time.
Mm-hmm. You that's know? Beautiful. But, so it's funny that you said that just now, because I got to meet Sujoy's son-in-law today, and right. We hit it off.
Oh yeah, you introduced
because it's
me, yeah.
it's basically what you just said. It's a world of love for me. It's a world of love. What you see when I'm writing, all those things are my sayings. It comes out of my head.
Yeah. And wow.
And it's
those are great.
It's supposed to be like that because there's only one human race, right?
Yeah.
And what brings people together is what you and I do.
Yeah.
Music brings us all together. It doesn't matter. You could go to different concerts and every walk of life is there. We're one big family.
Yeah.
Sure, there's going to be people that are going to get drunk. Sure, there's going to be people that think that show wasn't that good. But you know what? When you're on stage, you do the best you can. I know you do. I've watched you.
And we had talked, not on camera, but over the phone, and you were mentioning like these tribute bands and then a lot of these classic killer bands are coming back and they're not having openers, and the tribute bands are okay, and we've learned that we could kind of latch on with them and mm-hmm. have a show and they can hopefully draw and we could play our original music to hopefully, you know, get our message across that way.
Right, right.
So I've learned to appreciate the tribute stuff.
It's called patience.
Yeah.
It's cold.
You know, and with COVID and everything's just kind of evolved into something bizarre.
I wish our government would have said, because, you know, we've all went through COVID, I wish the government would have said, hey, the best place to go, let's go all go to the ocean and just be outside instead of like, we're cooped up, man. People were cooped up.
Oh, right.
You know, if they would just say, hey, let's go to the beach. Guys, hey, you guys got this date. Everybody could go to the beach, right? And then people could see because you kind of lost a lot of communication. It's basically was just looking at our phones. Sujoy and I were lucky, and Chad, we got to do a few things, but not as much. We missed a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The human element of music. See, when like with you here, your presence, and everybody in this area that's present, when you go to your piano, you're making a vibration. Boom, all the different, you could swing it, you know, you could sing it, you could sing. You're really very talented. I like some of the stuff that I've heard very much so. I like the video. Who did the video for you guys?
It was Oz. His name is Oz, and it's...
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay,
he doesn't
Oz.
Like me to call him the name he used to be.
Yeah.
But, oh gosh, he's going to kill me if he sees this, because
his
production
man.
Company. Hey, no, I was going to try to name it.
Name it. Do you forget it?
I can't.
It's okay.
But anyway. Okay.
But his name is did, Oz. We know
yeah,
his name is Oz.
It's Oz, and he's out in SoCal, uh-huh. and he just did the video. And when we first got there to do it, he was like a sergeant, you know, and we're like, who is this guy, you know? But he really orchestrated and helped us to, I think it turned out really well.
It really did.
And
I like the beginning too, where it kind of has like the blue.
Oh yeah,
the blue, and then you have the mask. The Phantom Mask.
Yeah, well, that was put together by our bass player.
That's nice.
And Oz put the logo that we had sent him, and it didn't look good. Mm. And so we told him we need to put a new logo in there. So the drummer kid did that with the, and he goes, just don't touch the video. You could redo the logo. We're like, okay, video. We love the video. You know,
oh,
we're
the just video's so, very nice.
We're so excited.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy, and his wife, Joy, they have a group called Through the Flames.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
They opened up for us, or we opened up for them. I think they opened up for us. It was at Pine Street.
I was
whoever,
there.
Whoever, we were all...
I think I was there.
That was a great night.
Yeah, and he's a great guy. We were in a band together. We were called Zen Vendetta.
With him?
Yeah. He eventually kind of... got out of the band, and I kept the band. Yeah, you know, did really well.
His wife is absolutely darling. Very, yeah. Very nice people, man. And yeah, give a shout out to them, man.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oz and Joy.
Peace and love to you guys, man. You guys really got a great band. He's fantastic. You know, they do their own.
And at the end of the video, it does have his production company. So
that's
please,
cool.
It's on YouTube. Yeah. You can go see it under Phantom Power Band,
mm-hmm.
And we're just really excited, and it's great that we all get along the way we do. I'm the hardest one. I've still got LSD, you know, lead singer's disease.
Do you? You shouldn't have that.
No, I'll take, you know, I know I'm probably the hardest one to get along with, so I just really thankful to be with these guys, uh-huh. And one more shout out to Chuck Marvel.
Chuck,
he's been my mentor.
Chuck, man, I'm so glad that you're going to be auditioning with these guys, man. We love you. In fact, Chuck, I'm going to tell you this right now. Because of Scott being here, and you know how I feel about you, and you've been on this stage with us, I'm going to dedicate this episode to you and to your beautiful wife, Polly.
Yes.
And you guys are just great people, man. I'm glad to see that you're coming back. I was actually talking to, real quick, I was actually talking to McCutcheon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's up north. So, you know, the Jungle Rooster. That's when I first got familiar with Chuck.
Oh.
They were really a great band, too. Jungle Rooster, they were. And then, you know, like everything else, things change. Personnel changes.
Yeah.
I hope you keep yours. How long you and Carlos been together?
So we used to be together a long, long time ago. But now we've been together ever since, like, COVID, a little bit after COVID started.
You're right.
And then I have that barn in my backyard, which we made the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we originally had recruited this other bass player named Alex. And he was real savvy at the streaming and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how we got started. We started just doing in-house recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, he moved away.
Mm-hmm.
And he was our bass player, and we went through drummers. The drummers were flaky.
That's a hard
And I was kind of like, I really, wouldn't it be great if we got this young drummer with long hair and look like, you know, Ted Nugent, and so we had, if you look at our drummer,
yeah,
you know, it's like, yeah.
And he plays very good. I mean, I've only seen him on the video.
And then Matt was the first one to actually take our song, play it at his house, and play it and video it and send it to us, and then come and audition, you know. And so we're auditioning again to try to get a second guitar player. That's why we've got Chuck coming out, and you know, we brought another friend out, but he didn't have a chance to really rehearse.
Mm-hmm. So but, do you play keys when you're live, mm-hmm. too?
Yeah.
So what is your setup there?
So I have a KS-32 and Sonic keyboard. It's real old, and I use that for mostly piano. Then I have a keytar.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's like a guitar, goes around your neck, but I haven't pulled it out and played it like a guitar yet, so I have a double-tier keyboard, and I use the strings for that, and I play some lead, too.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always play. I was the man on the white keys, you know, real fast.
Like Beethoven, man.
Right.
So in your next show is coming up when?
June 1st is our next show. Mm-hmm. I know
that's
we have
in Roseville?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have tickets. We actually have physical tickets at $20 a piece. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I'll deliver them. Because if you go online to the site, it ends up being tax and, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So a few friends from Granada that I went to school with have actually bought tickets, and you know, they Zelled me the money, and I sent them tickets.
That is
which
really
was really
beautiful.
Cool. People I hadn't talked to
right
since high school.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So you've come a whole circle. Now look at you. You know, we're on TV.
Yes.
I'd like
is so
to ask
cool.
you, Scott. I mean, thank you so much for coming on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, bro,
thank you for making me feel comfortable.
Yeah, man, and that's all what it's all about. So in closing, let's watch. Make sure you guys get to see this band, Phantom Power. Is there anything you'd like to say to anybody before we go?
I just want to thank your staff for having me. It was great meeting everybody, and you know, we're on YouTube, Phantom Power Band, All My Life Video. Oz is the producer. It's got his company down at the bottom of the video. We hope you'll check it out.
All right. So, hey, in closing, you know what we normally do. It's always peace and love. Love y'all. God bless y'all. Harmonix still rules in 2024.
Thank you.